Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G. So if you're looking them up, it'd be worth the trip. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, and that's with the number three. Leo Haviland is here, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're going to get smarter. We already experienced that with the previous segment. We always get smarter when Leo joins us. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's one of our top Wall Street analysts. Leo, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great tour and report in the last segment about how we got into the financial crisis of 2008. We're literally marking the 10th anniversary, could almost say at this moment. Leo, there were CEOs of companies like Merrill Lynch who didn't know that they had the kind of contingent liability literally about to eat them alive a week before it happened. That's just beyond my imagination how that could happen. And you were pointing out that there are several things that have been put into place in the last 10 years that hopefully will prevent that from happening. We still don't know about the moral hazard, though, do we? Whether the government, how much the government would step in if there was another problem. What do you think?
The government has already fired off a lot of their bullets. U.S. debt now is extremely large compared to what it was in 2007,
right.
2008.
It's probably double.
Yes, and with the so-called tax reform, that debt level is increasing. And as you have emphasized before, when you look out to 10, 20 years from now, with the structural problems, aging population and entitlements, the debt situation for the U.S. worsens even more.
The contingent liability is in the trillions, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And you mentioned about the CEOs and the implicit off-balance sheet obligations they had in 2008. Well, perhaps there's some here in the States, but when one looks over at China and their huge off-balance sheet shadow obligation, mm-hmm. maybe China even has less room to maneuver nowadays than it did in 2000.
They're a much less sophisticated financial structure over there, don't they? And isn't that to the advantage of the United States trying to negotiate a trade deal right now? Isn't that part of the play?
You're right. Of course, they export more than we do in a net sense, so that gives the U.S. an advantage. But be careful what one asks for. China also holds about $1.2 trillion in U.S. treasuries, and they haven't been adding to that.
Mm-hmm.
What if they decide to sell,
right?
If they at least don't buy as many when the U.S. Right. debt's going up? And they also have
that's called rollover, folks. When that happens, buckle up. I want to come back to your piece that you wrote this week, because I want to make sure we spend some time on that. You talk in this outstanding piece, folks. It's called Stock Market Maneuvers. I encourage you to go to leohaviland.com and check it out. You talk about how the U.S. stock markets were sort of in line with other markets around the world until recently. Am I saying this right? And now we've diverged from them. Is that, I think that's the word you use. We've diverged from them, and our market, our equities markets are still strong while others are weakening. Is that right?
That's generally the case, yes. Since the end of first quarter 2018, the U.S. has been strong, whereas European, Japanese, and especially emerging stock marketplaces have, on balance, been sideways to down.
What has caused
emerging
that?
The up element in the U.S. has been the great gift to U.S. corporate earnings by tax reforms. So that's helped America and its stock market to be robust. And I suppose you can say the U.S. economy, you know, has underlying strengths, and there's been some optimism in many quarters, even before tax reform. But the emerging marketplaces have suffered by, say, the stronger dollar in recent months, which has caused pressure on them. And also, even though we haven't had much advertising here on it, U.S. interest rates have been gradually going up, say, from 2% in September 2017 to around 3% on balance lately. And that's weakened emerging marketplaces. And Europe's somewhere in the middle, Jim.
So are you saying that with all the issues they're dealing, the other countries are dealing with, the United States is, it continues to be the safe haven? Is that the reason why markets are so strong, because of it's a safe haven and also the strength of the dollar?
Well, safe haven may be part of it, but I think it's been a picture painted here, which Wall Street has helped show to Main Street and others that, hey, things are great here. Look at the stock market prices.
Right.
And the corporate earnings are up only because of what's on a year-on-year basis, a relatively temporary situation, insofar as even if corporate earnings or tax has been cut,
right,
earnings are not going to keep growing.
And folks, that's what I want to talk about when we come back. So the first segment, Leo gave us a great tour of where we were, where we've been. This segment, he explained to us kind of where we are. And the next segment, he's going to talk to us about where we're going. And this is really important, folks, because you know me, I've been a skeptic of the stock market since it was at 16,000. And now it's about 10 over that. So anyway, we'll have that talk with our good friend Leo Haviland after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.